from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What was your reaction and what you had to say what you had to hear from James there?
I don't know that my questions about Deshaun, have been answered.
Mm-hmm.
Only Deshaun can answer it with how he plays this year.
It's very Buddhist of you.
I love what he had to say about Njoku. I loved what he had to say about Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, because I
do have something on that. I think the most underanalyzed part of this offseason has been something I've tried to get anyone to engage with me on, which is the new offense. Because a year ago they promised a new offense, but it was supposed to be a hybrid of other concepts and what Kevin wanted to do because of injuries and a lot of other things. We never really saw that new offense.
And then by the end of the season, we're like, can we keep the Joe Flacco offense? Because it's really fun to watch.
Which was basically the Gary Kubiak offense as it was run in Minnesota and previously other spots.
And basically the Kevin Stefanski offense as Kevin Stefanski would like it to be run, right?
But I do think, like, I never really worried about how bad they looked or reportedly looked in training camp for two reasons. One, the offensive line did not have their starting tackles out there. That is a big thing. It's something we'll talk about a little bit more later in the show. Two, it's a new offense. And if you were trying new things and seeing how pieces fit together, I kind of assumed that there was going to be a little gradual break-in period. And so for those two reasons, like I think long-term, it is crucially important that they actually commit to this direction with Sean instead of bailing like they did halfway through last year, because I do think comfort goes a long way, especially with a quarterback who I think it's reasonable to expect he probably had some confidence issues after the way the last 3 years have gone.
Well, Deshaun needs to give them a reason not to bail on it. That's first and foremost.
Well, what do you mean by that?
He needs to play well.
Okay, well, I mean, he played well last year.
And he needs to execute effectively within this scheme.
And he did that last year. Remember, it's the injuries why they bailed last year.
I get it. But I'm just saying, like, there's a lot, from my perspective, on Deshaun's plate this year as far as responsibility when it comes to just how successful this season will or will not be for the Browns.
So I hear you on that, but what I will say is...
He's got a... I feel like, and I realize how unfair this is. So let me say that up front. I realize this is a little unfair, but I kind of feel like he's got to sell us on this new offense by playing well. Because again, we're coming off the Kevin Stefanski offense was not broken. I think that's one of the biggest misnomers with the transition from Alex Van Pelt is the offensive coordinator now to Ken Dorsey is that the Browns fixed a problem. No, the Browns didn't really fix a problem. They adjusted to their centerpiece player of their offense in Deshaun Watson.
Okay, but
that's
with that,
what they really
but
did.
With that, why didn't they do that 2 years ago?
Well,
because this is where, because where you're going, I understand why you're about to say, well, it's a lot's on Deshaun this year. Hooey, a lot's on Deshaun and the Browns. And I think people have been very selective on where we slide that weight, right? All right, we're putting both butt cheeks on one side of the scale and then calling it fair. No, the Browns, and this is, and I mean,
hey, listen,
this with all,
one cheek down is a catch in the NFL. Remember that.
I've been trying to sell that to my wife for a minute now, but like the point is, like, I think everyone, oh, it's Deshaun. It's all on Deshaun. It's all on Deshaun. That's not the way this is supposed to work.
I understand.
And the Browns have failed, and with all due respect, the Browns have failed the last 2 years to do what they should have done 2 years ago, which is say, hey, Deshaun, what do you like to do? And then only do that, because that's the way every scenario is set up in the NFL.
And you just triggered another thought in my head.
Mm-hmm. I'm known to be triggering.
I know. Remember the introductory press conference? The part that was actually about football in the introductory press conference where... Deshaun mentioned how much he enjoyed what Kevin had to say about the football aspect, how the offense is going to run and what mm-hmm. it's going to look like, and how I don't know necessarily that that actually happened the first 2 years, at least in the way that was intended to. And mm-hmm. again, part of it was circumstance in year one of him not being available and allowed to play, and then in year two, the injury. But it feels like, and my perception is that this year they went all in with Deshaun as far as how they built the offense, mm-hmm. right? You bring in a guy like Jerry Jeudy. Last year was Elijah Moore. Amari Cooper a couple years before that. And then you bring in Ken Dorsey to mix in those elements where he was so successful with Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers getting to the Super Bowl that year, right? I think Newton won the MVP that year, if I remember correctly.
I believe it's correct, yeah.
So, the Josh, what Dorsey did with Josh Allen up in Buffalo, even though he was the fall guy for the Bills early season offensive struggles and all the interceptions Allen was throwing. Last time I checked, Dorsey was not on the field throwing the football, but he took the blame for that, right? So there, it feels like that the moves that they made this year really were the signal of, yeah, this is really it this year. Like, we got to make this work here in year three.
But isn't that confounding that it took 3 years to get there? Because this is less to put, the Browns. It is more that I think because we don't have a relationship with Deshaun for a myriad of reasons to this point, and we have a pre-existing one with Kevin that predates Deshaun, I think we've done a lot of the, well, this guy over here better get it. Deshaun didn't trade for himself. Deshaun didn't give himself $230 million guaranteed, and I don't think the Browns have helped Deshaun enough. I think this year could be the year they do it. But to what you just said there, I don't know.
I don't think I don't think that they had the chance. Because
okay.
And here's why I say that. Because, right? First year, we all know, not available for 11 games, Jacoby Brissett, right? I mean, polar opposite quarterback. So
okay, but you could have chosen a backup that fell in line with his level of skill.
I understand,
and then
that.
Built the offense from there.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, so didn't really have a chance to get it off the ground in year one. Year two, tried to get it off the ground, and then he got hurt, right? And then you're scrambling with four other dudes starting football games, not named Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. So I understand. I get what you're saying, but really, did Alex Van Pelt and Kevin Stefanski really legit have the opportunity to go all in?
Do you know how I know that they feel like they did?
Because
one of those guys isn't here anymore. Like, if you thought AVP, if you thought he was just a crime of circumstance, AVP wouldn't gotten murked.
I get it. But now that Dorsey is here, it's all in.
But I understand what you're saying. But okay, but now you got to do it,
right? You, that's why I'm saying, like, and that's why I am putting so much on Deshaun, because right, they brought in a coordinator who I think everybody agrees fits Deshaun, right? Mm-hmm. They have a supporting cast now, in totality, that fits Deshaun with the addition of Jeudy, right? The expectation that Elijah Moore is going to do a little more in this offense, right? The emergence of David Njoku in the offense, the fact that Jerome Ford can catch footballs coming out of the backfield, right? It feels like all the stars are aligned for Deshaun to be successful, right?
Well, so they've changed everything except one thing. Who's calling the plays?
And has that gone so terribly awful for 4 years?
So, but my point is, and this is not, I think Kevin's a fine play caller. So this is not, but I think my point is.
Doesn't go well, that's what you're going to point to.
Well, no, I just look at this and go, all right, so it's a new system. One that you might have been building with Ken Dorsey, but you've never called it before. So how does that change things? So that's an unknown. It's not a definitive, but like right. You were saying, like, oh, we've done everything we can. Well, you still have Kevin calling plays, and Kevin does like certain things, and I wonder if old remnants of the old offense are going to stay in there because Kevin likes them. Because I think that's the thing. If we're still clashing of here's the Kubiak offense with here's the spread or the Fairbanks offense from New England, whatever the hell we're going to call this thing, and if those two things are bashing together, that's going to hold the Browns offense back a lot, and that's going to hold Deshaun back a lot more than the guy coming off a shoulder injury.
But I am fairly confident that that's not going to be the issue.
I think my point is, If everything's okay to throw up in the air and go, I don't know about that. I think giving them a pass for not doing the thing they've done the last 2 years, I think is excessive.
What Kevin's doing is the play sheet's been rewritten.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean some of those concepts that I don't think fit, for instance, on schedule throws. That's something to watch on Dallas week one, on schedule throws. Those the way of the dodo?
Would you like to know what the biggest problem is going to be in this offense?
Sure.
It's going to be the choice routes. Because the receiver better be going where Deshaun thinks the receiver's going. The receiver better read the secondary, the safeties in the corners, the exact same way Deshaun is. Because if they don't, guess what's going to happen? Deshaun's going to throw a lot of interceptions.
You didn't give me a chance to guess.
Bye. I have a bad habit of answering my own questions.
Okay.
It's what happens when you live alone.
No, it's fine. You're used to talking to yourself. That's fine. I really want to make it clear. Like, this is not to say, oh, the Browns or oh, Deshaun. It's actually just to do it like so many people are. And the reason is, I think in a lot of our heads, it's so easy to go, well, if Deshaun doesn't work in this context, well, I guess we tried. But that's not the reality of the situation. So, like, I'll be honest with you. If he comes out week one and looks, like, amazing, I'll be so thrilled. I'll also know if he doesn't, all right, well, how do you recalibrate it? What do you build on going into Jacksonville? And up until, like, I'm not giving him the old Peterlin pass here. But, like, this is not just on Deshaun. The Browns own a part of this. I think you're right. I think they've done a lot of the things you need to do. In theory, they've done a lot of things you need to do to get Deshaun in that comfort zone. But I need theory to become fact. Because if I see a lot of under center stuff, that's Kubiak stuff. If
I don't think you're going to see
I agree, but I better damn not.
But you want to know why I'm confident in saying that?
I would like to know why you're confident.
Because I didn't see a lot of under center at training camp.
Okay.
So if you're not practicing a lot of it, I don't think you're going to run a lot of
it. All right. In fairness, though, last year, going into the season, all I heard was about the new offense. New offense. Oh, man. This thing is going to be. And then we went out, and it was the old-ass offense. And I'm talking about even early before Deshaun got hurt.
Well, in their defense this year, to your point, they did change the OC.
216-474-0092.
Was it something I said?
No, because I think we're just now we're in a circular argument of sorts of where does this fall? I'm just saying it's on the Browns and it's on Deshaun. And if you want to put Deshaun first, it's on Deshaun and it's on the Browns. But if you obscure any bit of that for anyone, I'm not saying you. I'm saying when people start saying, well, it's all on Deshaun or it's all on the Browns, that's not the way this works. And to do that, in my opinion, would be to also look at this the wrong way because you're giving somebody a pass when nobody has ever passed. It hasn't worked out. This is when it's supposed to work out. And this is how you do it. It doesn't take 2 years to figure out, hey, should we run some of those things that they did in Houston when Deshaun was good? Like, that's what sometimes mystifies me is Kevin really is, and you can tell it, when you talk to him, there's another level of intelligence as a human being that I really enjoy about Kevin. And then I wonder, okay, well, what was the blocker? Was it ego? Was it hubris? Was it, I just like this offense more than others? Because Kevin had more than the Kubiak offense.
Don't have the player available to run said offense?
I mean, I think that's a pass. I think that's a cop-out. The only thing, when you make the trade for Deshaun, the only thing that matters, the only player that matters is that guy. And then, if Nick Chubb doesn't fit
it. But that guy's not on the field.
Well, vai con Dios. Right? If Amari Cooper doesn't fit it, well, sorry, Amari, we like you a lot here, but you don't fit with a player. Like, once you get the quarterback, every other move has to be, oh, how do we make that guy better?
Yeah, but they got the quarterback, and the first thing they did was get him a number one wide receiver.
Well, okay, but again, that, so.
And then they spent the next two off seasons getting him more receivers.
Okay, but my point is, because you made the point of, well, do you have the guys?
They changed out the offensive coordinator.
Well, but you made the point. Do you have the guys to run the system? You have the guy.
Yeah.
The guy's the quarterback. And if everybody else there doesn't fit it,
yeah, bye. You have the point. They have the supporting cast. There for me, there is no excuse for Deshaun not to be successful this year.
What does no excuse mean? Who's making these excuses?
What I mean is that you can't sit there and say, well, the offense doesn't fit the player, or the players don't fit the player, or I should say the supporting cast doesn't fit the player. They have done, the organization has done the work to build around Deshaun, and I will grant you, okay, maybe this should have been done a little faster on the timeline. But the bottom line is, going into this season right now, the stars have aligned for Deshaun to be as successful as possible.
You make it seem like
it's on him to live up to that expectation and be successful.
You say it like Miss Cleo was leading them through divination to the right spot here. It's not rocket science. You trade for $230 million player. Now do everything you can. And again, I'm not trying to hammer them. I'm just, because you're acting like
they haven't given him the tools to be successful the first
two years.
They have
not put him in an offense that fits what he did in Houston or what he did in college.
But did we see enough last year to actually say that? That's my point, is he got hurt right away. So, like, they had to make adjustments.
Did you see it in Cincy?
Well, it rained all day.
Okay.
And the sun was in their eyes. The next game, he got hurt.
Okay. And so the sun was in their eyes.
Pivot right away.
But the point is, what did they pivot to? They pivoted right back to Kevin's whoopee.
Right.
The thing is, you're reverse engineering a way to knock Deshaun in the ass on this one, which I don't think you're doing on purpose, but it is, well, now there's no excuse. So there was an excuse the last 2 years? Because I'd heard there wasn't an excuse.
No, there was. He wasn't available the first year for 11 games, and he wasn't available the second year for 11 games, but for both completely different circumstances.
I've never seen any coaching staff, and specifically a head coach who calls
the play.
But I
like the fact that you think I reverse engineered something. I can't wait to tell mom and dad about that.
I just love the fact that any other coach in America does this with the $230 million quarterback. We're not just saying, well, it's all on Deshaun now. Nope. Kevin's feet is on the fire. Ken Dorsey's feet are on the fire. So are Deshaun's. It's all together now. That's a little too kumbaya. More on that in a update on the stadium.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.